This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met leaders of several countries, including those from UK, Italy, France, Norway, Portugal and Indonesia, on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro and discussed ways to improve and strengthen ties. Mr. Modi had a productive meeting with his British counterpart Keir Starmer last night. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "For India, the comprehensive strategic partnership with the UK is of immense priority." He said in the coming years, both sides are eager to work closely in areas such as green energy, security, innovation and technology. Prime Minister Modi met French President Emmanuel Macron and complimented him on the successful hosting of the Paris Olympics and Paralympics earlier this year. Mr. Modi said they talked about how India and France will keep working closely in sectors including space, energy, AI and other such futuristic areas. Mr. Modi and his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni held a bilateral meeting which centered around deepening ties in defense, security, trade and technology between the two nations. During the talks, both leaders welcomed the India-Italy Joint Strategic Action Plan 2025-29 to further elevate and give impetus to the long-standing bilateral ties. Mr. Modi also met his Norwegian counterpart Jonas Gahr Støre. The two leaders talked about how investment linkages between the nations can improve, particularly in renewable energy, green hydrogen and the blue economy. The Prime Minister said India's Arctic policy has led to further cementing of India-Norway bilateral relations. Prime Minister Modi held a bilateral meeting with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto. Their talks focused on improving ties in commerce, security, healthcare, pharmaceuticals and in other areas. Mr. Modi also held a bilateral meeting with the Prime Minister of Portugal, Luis Montenegro, which focused on adding more vigour to economic linkages between the two nations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has commended the initiative by the Brazilian G20 presidency for launching the Global Alliance Against Hunger and Poverty at the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro. He assured India's full support to this effort. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi took part in the plenary session of the G20 summit on social inclusion and the fight against hunger and poverty. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, "One earth, one family, one future is as relevant at G20 Brazil as it was in the summit held in Delhi last year." He said the people-centric decisions taken at the G20 summit in New Delhi have been taken forward during Brazil's presidency. Union Minister for Housing and Urban Affairs and Power, Manohar Lal, yesterday said that the dream of every family of having a pakka roof over their heads will be fulfilled under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana 2.0. Inaugurating the National Workshop on PM Awas Yojana Urban 2.0 in New Delhi, Mr. Lal said that the impact of the scheme on economy and allied sectors has created more than 3 crore estimated employment opportunities. Jharkhand is set to conduct the second phase of polling tomorrow with all the necessary arrangements in place to ensure smooth elections. A total of 38 constituencies across 12 districts will go to polls in this phase. Counting of votes will be done on 23rd November. In Maharashtra, former Home Minister of State and Nationalist Congress Sharad Chandra Pawar party leader Anil Deshmukh sustained head injuries due to stone pelting on his vehicle while he was returning from a campaign rally in Katol block of rural Nagpur. He was admitted to a private hospital in Nagpur. Similar incidents of violence have been reported in North Maharashtra. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has said that stern action will be taken against the accused. Campaigning for assembly elections in the state ended yesterday. The air quality in the Delhi NCR region has deteriorated further, breaching the severe plus level with an average air quality index of 494 as of 10 PM yesterday. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some parts of the city has recorded the 500 AQI levels. In view of the increasing level of air pollution in the national capital, Lieutenant Governor of Delhi, Vinay Kumar Saxena, directed the Delhi government to implement staggered timings in all offices of Delhi government and municipal corporation. Delhi municipal corporation offices will open from 8:30 AM to 5 PM. Delhi government offices will work from 10 AM to 6:30 PM. This arrangement will remain in force till February next year. Meanwhile, Delhi Chief Minister Atishi announced that all classes in Delhi schools will be held exclusively online, including for class 10 and 12. And that is the end of this news bulletin.